Thanks everyone for coming to the Audit, Risk and Governance Committee meeting 12th of February 2019. Declare the meeting open at 5:31. And acknowledge the traditional custodians, Garriada people, and recognise contributions of Garriada elders past, present, future in working together for the future of Port Hedland. Item 3, recording of attendance. Listed. We got Councillor Arif is not here. Who else is missing? Councillor Carter. Everyone else is here. Okay, so Councillor Julie Arif is an apology and Councillor Carter is an apology. 3.2, attendance by telephone or instantaneous communications. There is nil. 3.3, apologies, there is nil. 3.4, approved leave of absence. There's nil.
That's
nil. 3.5, disclosures of interest. Do I have any disclosures of interest today?
I'm in two minds for the financial or partial, I know stuff for me, concerning, like I mentioned,
okay, no declarations of interest?
No, thank you, Mayor. Apologies.
Thank you. Item 4, application for leave of absence. Not required. Item 5, response to previous questions. 5.1, response to questions taken on notice from the public at Audit, Risk and Governance Committee meeting held on Tuesday the 4th of December 2018. There is nil. 5.2, response to questions taken on notice from committee members at Audit, Risk and Governance Committee meeting held on Tuesday the 4th of December 2018. There is nil. Item 6, public time. As we don't have any members of the public, I'll take the note as read. And open public question time at 5:34 and close public question time at 5:34. Public statement time. I'll open public statement time at 5:34. And as we have no members of the public, I'll close public statement time at 5:34. 6.3, petitions, deputations, presentations and submissions. There is nil. Item 7, questions from members without notice. Do I have any questions?
Just one, Mayor, thanks. when we moved the budget, South Hedland Bowling and Tennis Club were supposed to get a concession. I believe I was speaking to them yesterday, just letting them know that next year they'll have to have it in by the 31st of March. I believe they've been charged full amount for their rates. Could we do something about that, please? Thank you.
CEO, is that coming up? We've got some other ones coming up. There was a list of them.
So that's to notify them?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we've responded back.
There's an item coming to council.
Special council meeting on the 27th of February. We'll be bringing forward all the additional concessions and exemptions that we've got.
But they've already.
But we've already considered that one. We verbally did it when we were going through the budget.
Yeah, so I can double check. I'll double check the budget, make sure it's in there.
And it's just because you've stated down here it's 4, and I know they've been charged full amount.
And on there is a full concession?
No.
Okay, I'll go in and have a look.
Cheers. Just thought I'd note it because it is in here.
No, thank you.
Do I have any further questions from members?
No, thank you, Mayor.
No.
Listen to the items. Item 8, announcements by presiding member without discussion is nil. Item 9, declarations of all members to have given due consideration to all matters considered in the business paper before the meeting. Can I have a show of hands, please? Thank you. Councillor Whitwell? Okay, thanks. 6, 7, 8. Item 10, confirmation of minutes of previous meetings.
Amend that to the 4th of December, Mr. Mayor.
Pardon?
Amend that to the 4th of December, not the 2nd.
Just been done.
Thank you, Mr. Carter. 10.1, confirmation of minutes of the Audit, Risk and Governance Committee meeting held on the 4th of December 2018, with the office recommendation on page 15. Do I have a mover in the office recommendation? Moved, Mr. Carter. And a second, Councillor McDonough. Any against? Motion's passed 8-0. Reports of officers. 11.1.1, financial statements for FY18, with the officer recommendation on page 16. Do I have a mover in the officer's recommendation? Councillor McDonough. Seconder. Seconded, Councillor De Cash. Do I have any against? Motion's passed 8-0. Item 11.1.2, mid-year budget review. With the officer's recommendation on page 24. Do I have a mover? Move, Councillor De Cash. Seconder? Councillor McDonald. Are any against? Motion's passed 8-0. Yeah. 11.1.3, funding and donations for the quarter 1st of October 2018 to the 31st of December 2018. Office recommendation on page 43. Do I have a mover in the office's recommendation? Move, Councillor McDonough. Do a second, Councillor De Cash. Do I have any against? Motion is passed 8-0. 11.1.4, status updates on council decision risk register, with the officer's recommendation on page 51.
Page 54, the last sentence is the status update. New cyclone information booklet is in one sheet on what is to be cyclone for the time. Is there any chance I can get a copy, or can you get a copy of the new cyclone information booklet?
Yep.
There should be some somewhere close by.
Oh yeah, I'm just gonna do it now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. And mentioned previously about the third party level of second structural review report. Thank you. And it also engaged quality surveyor, so we'll be getting all that information soon, right?
Yep. Next month, yeah.
By next meeting, so that's it. So thank you. So moved.
Move, Councillor De Cash. Do I have a second? Councillor McDonough. Do I have any against? Motion's passed 8-0. 11.1.5, 2018 compliance audit return.
Point of clarification, sir.
Yes, Councillor.
Section 7.91.
The page, page number.
58. And then page 65.
65?
Yep. 7. Is that a different section? Is that both different sections? What's this one says? Section 7.9, log OMA, order to be conducted, etc. This sort of like reads.
Are you comparing page 65 to page 68?
Yeah.
Is that what you're doing?
Page 58 to page 65 on section.
Yes.
7.9.
Could I?
Yes, for the chair. Yes, I can confirm it. It is the same section. It's just that the way that the Department of Local Government puts together the compliance audit return, they basically just take a snippet of the legislation, and then they also reword it sometimes, so you won't find the legislation quoted verbatim in the compliance audit return, basically because there's not enough space in the return. But the comment that you've mentioned in the body of the agenda reflects the section 7.91 on page 5 of the compliance audit return, yes.
Yeah. Because I'll just again through them. Where it says forward a copy of page 58 to prepare a report there and forward a copy to the mayor, president, CEO, and the minister. What? That we should get them as well, shouldn't we, the councillors? A copy of the report.
We do in the once it's gone to the relevant departments and it come. Council approves it first. And then it goes off. So is that?
It's what you've been presented as part of the audited financial statements, as part of it's in the attachment to the previous agenda item that we discussed earlier with the manager finance.
All right. So we do get.
Yeah.
7 point clarification, Mayor, and it's come under the confidential item where there was non-compliance. Non-compliance.
We can talk about it in general terms.
I don't want to go through it. I just want to read the
specifics about
just that the procurement process was used was deemed to be anti-avoidance.
Yes.
Split in the 5 quotes. The value of each quote was listed between whatever. Mm-hmm. This should have been treated as a request for tender with separate portions of these works. I don't want to read it all.
Yep.
So mm-hmm. I'm saying that this is going to be retendered.
So
no. 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 So it's work already undertaken.
It's been completed. Yeah.
I was just because recently, like.
Okay. Is there any other clarification on that? Have you got a question, Council?
Yeah. It's a question I asked earlier. It's about 4th February, and there was due to that we couldn't get them out. On page 58,
mm-hmm.
and that's what we were talking about before.
That was the point we were talking about before.
Okay.
I'm sorry I couldn't hear it. It was in another part of the thing. Look, one thing really interests me here, and that is that there's a paragraph here on workforce planning. Now, you know, if this is a real issue to do with the workforce, then why are we holding back on the workforce planning?
So we have a revised draft workforce plan, which will be coming to council as we work through the long-term financial plan.
Sure.
So we have done a lot of work in that space, especially around with the YMCA functions coming back in-house,
yeah.
What that looks like. So yes, it will be coming to council.
This particular thing, public finance is...
It's across the board. It's also... Well, the workforce plan, we can allocate positions. It doesn't mean we're going to be able to get staff. So it's always a, you know, how do we address inability to attract and retain specialist skills? And we're bringing that discussion back to council with some options outside of the workforce plan. The workforce plan covers what increases or decreases are proposed going forward.
So I understand that there's always plans in a fall off, and unfortunately,
they're just a best guess.
There's actually, just moving on with the significance of this issue to do with ordinance. And it's there's no significance as it's not involved environment, social or economic impacts of this item. But now I would say there is a social impact. People actually feel very strongly that people in the council, including myself and if they don't get things pushed ahead and get there on time, they will disrespect the fact for the performance of the council. Now that's not a particularly good sort of outlook to have in the community. And so I'd say that's a very important point that we've been thinking about.
Councillor, have you got a question? Or?
Well, does anybody else correct?
We could go into debate. If there is a, if you ask a question, I can get you an answer. Or councillor, have you got a question?
The question is, do you believe that there's no significant identifiable social effect on this order that the Ordinance Governance Committee has in terms of keeping things up to speed and deliberate to both particularly proper financial reforms in time?
So, Councillor, if we just have a look at the on page well, actually, I think on page 16, it says the Audit, Risk and Governance Committee is to report to council and provide appropriate advice on recommendations that might be in this, in this agenda. So if you would like to put a recommendation together or supply some sort of advice to the council in terms of the issues you might have relating to that item, I'm happy to take that.
I'll do that.
Do you want to do it now? Because we have got a council meeting tomorrow. So do you have that wording now?
I haven't got the wording, but I can do the wording tonight.
But it won't be presented to council tomorrow.
Okay. All right, the wording says, I thought I had
a
wording recently discussed.
Just
comment?
Yes, Councillor, I'll get the CEO to comment.
Sorry, Councillor, if you're just referring to that paragraph, you've given it a medium significance. So it says that this matter is considered to be of medium significance on page 58.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
So we haven't said it has no significance. Right. We've given it, it's definitely not a high. So we think a medium.
Well, it's
medium
in the
sense that if it's the only one that's an issue,
you know,
yeah, sure.
Okay.
So I just got one quick question, yes. Sorry. On page 69, complaints officer. Who is our complaints officer? So, you can find
see.
It. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, can we just.
I should know this answer. I think it's. Sorry. Yeah. It's the Director of Corporate and Performance, Anthea.
Oh, it's Anthea,
yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
So,
if I may, for the chair, it's in the delegation register.
Yeah.
Check that through the delegation register.
So, all the complaints that are put in?
No, no, who the...
Oh, the planning officer.
Can we, so council, the actual... council members, can we bring the questions through the chair, thanks.
Oh, sorry. So, the complaints officer, so do they get the dismissals come through to them as well?
Dismissals? Sorry, dismissals in terms of?
Well, the breaches and that are put in.
Correct.
No. The breaches, they're the complaints officer complaints that we deal with. The breaches go through a different process, which is the Department of Local Government.
So there's two processes there. Serious breaches are processed directly through the CEO, the departmental CEO, and minor breaches are presented to the town and then presented to the department standards panel.
So when a dismissal comes through, who here gets it? The person that put the breach in?
So are you talking about any recommendation that might come back from the department?
Yes.
So that would more than likely be addressed to the mayor and the CEO.
Right. So did you get it, CEO?
No, there's been no correspondence between the department and myself or the CEO on any issue.
On my breaches? That's what I'm talking about. When breaches come back, dismissals.
So that'll come back?
That's who I'm trying to ask.
Governance.
Can I clarify for the chair? So as the mayor just explained, the serious breaches and minor breaches. Yeah. When we're talking about minor breaches, which refer to the rules of conduct regulations, then any breach that comes through will be dealt with by the complaints officer, who at the moment is the director of corporate and performance. If you check the delegation register, it states that should the director of corporate performance not be here, then the director of sustainability will take on that role, and if they're not available, then it'll be the director of works. So they basically look at the paperwork and pass it on to the department with assistance from the governance department. So yes, that's in relation to minor breaches, and the complaints officer will be dealing with those.
And the SAT's different again? States here, there's one outstanding state administration tribunal.
What page is it?
Page 69. So that's still outstanding?
That is, yeah.
It is?
Yes. Yeah. Correct.
Anything further on the compliance return? Could I get a mover in the 2018 compliance audit return?
When is the audit report discussion taking place? I've got a few queries on the audit report itself.
The audit report. We've already done the audit report. So can I have a mover? Do I have a mover in the 2018 compliance audit return?
Moved.
Councillor De Cash. Seconded Councillor McDonough. Do I have any against?
Well, I want to speak to it, so I'll
speak for myself. Against? So speakers for Councillor De Cash, speakers for Councillor McDonough, speakers against Councillor Whitwell. Councillor De Cash?
I really don't have much to say apart from what was given by the staff. I'm quite happy with the way things are. And everything was explained to me to my satisfaction, so I'm happy with it.
Thank you, Councillor De Cash. Speaker's floor, Councillor McDonough.
In line with what Councillor De Cash has just said, I see absolutely no issue at all with the officer's recommendation. Questions have been answered by the staff as required. And the CEO, and I'm happy to just move ahead with this motion.
Thank you. Speakers against, Councillor Whitwell.
Look, this is the only way that I've got to raise this in that context. And the What I'm raising is I'm raising item 5 on the appendix 7 of 12. And that's the appendix by the government secretary.
What page? Sorry, 37?
Page
67.
Thank you.
Right. And it seems that the long-term financial plan and the one before it, so 6 is the long-term financial plan, 5 is the one before it. Now, see, looking at the one before it, 5, this is currently being reviewed. The last time it seems to be reviewed on this was back in the 2016-2014. Now, what I want to know in relation to both similar in that context, and the other one's long term financial plan, and it's possible to down there that have an asset management plan. But has there been any progress in those 5 years or so?
Absolutely.
We're in debate, Councillor Whitwell.
Well, I take it there's been no progress. That's all I want to ask. I want to know where that's going. So if I'm not going to get any feedback that way, we'll move to the matter forward.
Right of reply. Are you finished, Councillor Abula?
I'm finished.
Right of reply, Councillor De Cash.
Thank you.
Thank you. Do you just want to clarify?
We can, those in favour of the item, show of hands, please. And those against? Okay, so I didn't get a signal from Mr. Carter.
What was the question?
We are voting either for or against 11.1.5. Okay, can I take the vote again? Those in favour of the 2018 compliance audit return, show of hands, please. Okay, thank you. Those against? Okay, 7-1. Thank you. The development, sustainability and lifestyle, there is nil. 11.3, infrastructure and town services, there is nil. Item 12, motions of which previous notice has been given, there is nil. Item 13, new business of an urgent nature, there is nil. Item 14, matters for which the meeting may be closed, confidential matters, there is nil. Item 15, closure. The next Audit, Risk and Governance Committee meeting will be held on Tuesday the 14th of May 2019, commencing at 5:30. And I'll close the... Yes?
Can I change that to 5 o'clock? 5:30?
The next meeting at 5.
Yeah, well, we're
The meetings are already advertised. Yeah. So I'll close the meeting, the audit finance, at 6 o'clock. Thank you.